The King of Jordan, Abdullah II, appreciated the official visit of President Prabowo Subianto to Amman, Jordan, reported by Al-Arabiya.co.id, King Abdullah II on Sunday emphasized Indonesia's strategic role in the global community. One of them is responding to the situation in the Middle East, especially in the instability due to the war in Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria. In the meantime, during the meeting, President Prabowo affirmed the full support of Indonesia for the struggle of the Palestinian people. The Indonesian U-17 national team failed to advance to the semifinals of the 2025 U-17 Asian Cup after a resounding defeat against North Korea in the quarterfinals on Monday. Playing at the King Abdullah Sports City Hall Stadium in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, the Indonesian team conceded 6 goals. Despite falling, we shall say failing, to advance to the semifinals, the Indonesian U-17 national team have achieved their target of qualifying for the 2025 U-17 World Cup scheduled to take place in Qatar in the upcoming November. Let's know that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. you who are listening to the Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital mobile app. You can enjoy directly the programs of all stations of Radio Republik Indonesia across Indonesia, and also your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest reading news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and also live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Yeah.
here is quotes of the day. Once the sail's laughing, we must sail away from the dock. A quote from Captain Batimula. The quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. And listener, Thomas Mottolesi or Captain Batimula is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the captain or captains, customary chiefs and the people appointed Batimula as the leader and commander of war for his experience and seafarer soul. As a leader, Batimula successfully coordinated government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement. And listener, that's quote of the day. And you're still going to service voice of Indonesia, and as you know that Indonesia has the Indonesia's sovereign wealth fund called Garantara. It is considered a new pillar in the country's economic development, and this was stated by the Deputy Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Aminuddin Ma'ruf. He also emphasized that Garantara was created to help achieve the vision of making state-owned enterprises more competitive, visible and impactful in contributing to the national economy. And he also hoped that Garantara would be a strategic instrument for shaping the state-owned enterprises that prioritize public welfare. Of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Come on!
or My House, a song was released in 2015. And listener, if you want to stay updated with an accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and all Arabic stations from across Indonesia, Arabic.co.id is the answer. Arabic.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, the most credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at Arabic.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Gong is a great ritual. First, to make it a ritual, we make your rice and water extra. And then, when we come out afterwards, we can sound the gong three times to make it a ritual. Yes, be hurry, said the beginning.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Barrett, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The poem is then read out before the offerings and fruits in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and fruits are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yes, lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin taman lagi.
Recipes are created as complete as possible. After the equipment is all made, we make tamal again. Pour the eggs, grind chicken, beat and roll. After that, we give the gong, beat the bowl, and then put the egg on our head and take blood all our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we eat the gong again, and that's it. Afterwards, we stop and face.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
The purple hand gong for Sungkum Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening fun land, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drowning sound of the gong sounded,
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang menarik tuh, petuah orang.
The gong sounded, it was giving good guidance, arms and fate, including the spirits, like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, gong, go under the gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
The Gabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkum Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe, if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkum Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Mamai, a traditional leader of Sungkum Dayak in Sungkum Bawang village, and the gong street, Sungkum.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The general of gong is for based on love, no gong at all. Stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village can enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring them misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pass will invest the plant. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences. On the law, it happens. The bamboo shoot and fruit must not be eaten and cannot be brought into the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo, where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
The Gabuhan gong for the Sungkum Dayak, not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sungkum Dayak community loved their heritage so much, and they did not want the tradition of the Gabuhan gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, the Gabuhan gong tradition has never been lost in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkum Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Gabuhan gong for the Sungkum Dayak community in
먼저 빈빈빈다 다람 띠르노 아쿠인 먼저 리사스와트 야무긴 비사카린다 카르마 랑카 마라코 탄파디르모